No utilities or anything in the
There is
front?
no utilities. All the utilities run along the street or in the middle of the street.
And is it the street or the curb? I mean, is it an established street so there
There's
are
an established street with curb and gutter, and it's 25 feet from the back of curb.
Back of curb. Mr. Roebuck, right here on Flat Rock.
Yep.
Here's those two lots. And they were both at the same time, side by side.
Okay.
And here's our location, and so it would have been these two.
And that
right
whole
here.
Row, that whole
That's,
run.
Yeah. I remember grade is an issue there, yep.
If I remember, those variances were a situation where the road wasn't centered in
yep.
the right of way.
Yep.
So even though we gave a variance, the setback was still similar to what
yep. similar situation.
The
yep.
same situation.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, and I think we determined too, like, that, for example, that road is not a super high traffic road.
No.
So even if it was at 25 feet, still feels pretty safe. I mean,
And clarify for me, if we give the variance and allow a 5-foot setback, then it will still be 25 foot from the back of the curb.
Yes, if that is what
so
we.
So it's 20 foot plus the 5.
Yep.
If we allow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any more comments for us?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf or against this project? No? Okay, with that said, we'll close it for discussion. Or motion.
I think this is an exceptional circumstance, fits within our guidelines, and we've already set precedents to do it, so I would move to approve variance number 22-003B.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, David seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. Okay, we're going to move on to the appeal. It's 22-005A. Scott, if you can introduce us to that one, whenever you're ready.
Okay. So case number 22-005A is a project at 140 South Tuscany Drive. It was a nightly rental denied on January 10th, 2022. The Taney County Planning Commission denied a conditional use permit application request by Margaret DeBenedito seeking approval for nightly rental use in the existing condominium, which was Unit B, in a triplex villa number 19 located at 140 South Tuscany Drive. The Planning Commission's denial was based on the nightly rental in this location would injure the use and enjoyment of the other property in the immediate vicinity of the neighborhood, and the Planning Commissioner who made the motions personal weight of the CCRs. So this is our standard nightly rental staff recommendations to the Planning Commission. The two variables are always the bedrooms and the parking, so it was a two-bedroom condo. If you guys would approve the appeal, it would be a maximum occupancy of 6 and would need parking for 3. So I think you're familiar with Branson Creek area. Here's the entrance, the road in. This is a little area of two triplexes, and this is all the duplexes. You'll see how it's zoned here in a little bit. But our unit's right here if you haven't picked it up yet. And here's our zoning. So you can see this is R3. The duplexes are R2. And of course, the single family homes and the other single family lots are R1. The pictures that were presented to the Planning Commission. That I would turn it over to the applicant.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Andrew Grossi. I'm a representative for Margaret DiBenedetto. Not an easy name to say. Appreciate your time today. We lost this vote 4-3 in the previous meeting, again, based on CNRs and use and enjoyment. And I'll address those issues, and I'll be as brief as I can. I believe that the CNRs are not clear in the Pines Condo Association. This is a separate association known as the Pines Condo Association. You will probably hear after me that that is a subset of the Fieldstone Association. Of which we are also a member, and both of those associations are members of the Master Association. It needs to be known, though, that this is a separate association. So you pay separate dues beyond what you have to pay to Fieldstone and what you have to pay to the Master Association. We have two letters that we gave to the board previously, and I can give those to you again. Two of the occupants, that the residents that are in the Pines Condo Association, have given us approval, ask for approval from you to go ahead and do this. Regarding use and enjoyment, as you see, this property is at the end of the community. When Margaret purchased this property a couple years ago, the actual listing statement stated that nightly rentals were okay. In fact, there are 6 nightly rentals there now throughout the community. At least that's what I understand, that there are 6. So I can't see why CNRs would be an issue in regard to that, since we already have nightly rentals there. Regarding use and enjoyment, it is at the end of the property. I don't see how being at the end of the property is going to affect anyone. You may hear that there may be traffic or noise or anything in regard to that, or that it's unsafe because it's at the end of the property. I don't believe that to be true, and hopefully you won't either. There is nothing in the CNRs that state that you can or cannot have nightly rentals. The CNRs were created in 2006 and have not been changed. The Pines Condo Association has their CNRs that were created in 2011. It was at that time that if nightly rentals were not wanted, they could have created something in that regard. In fact, this very building, when Margaret bought it, there had been nightly rentals in the 2 other places, and she had purchased from someone in which there was a monthly renter. So we ask for the board's reversal on the previous board's decision. Thanks.
You guys have any questions for him? Okay. All right. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on behalf of this appeal? All right. Is there anybody who would like to speak in opposing to this appeal?
Hello. Thank you for your time tonight. My name is Tom Huff. I am a property owner at 116 Fieldstone Drive. I'm opposed to all nightly rentals in our development. As before, in the first hearing, I submitted some letters, of signed letters from owners to request that you do not approve his nightly rentals. This is a full set of copies here. 45 letters, 45 different owners.
Okay. And if you don't mind, Tom, can you show us real quick on the map where your house is in relation to this?
Where is the entrance here? Fieldstone.
Here's Fieldstone Drive.
Where you are, the second one right here. Yep.
Okay. Where is that in relation to the property?
It's down at the bottom of the screen.
So we're at the entrance where everybody comes in and out.
For clarity, because that's the first, I'm not 100% sure I was clear. So is that same subdivision
Same as what that one is? That
yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. I also have two, as Andy pointed out, we have two HOA two HOAs that kind of rule the things that need to go on in there, and the one is John Banks. He is the president of the Pines HOA. He happens to live in the applicant's building that we're talking about tonight, and he,
these are copies of his letter requesting denial of this 90-day rental application.
So John's letter states, let me be right to the point. It is a well-known fact that if you have too many rental properties in a neighborhood of single-family homes, it can cause property values to stagnate or even drop. Tenants rarely maintain homes to the level that the owners of their properties do. Accordingly, I'm sending this communication to you to object to this recent request of nightly rentals. In this community, we are beginning to enjoy positive increases in equity. New owners that are renovating their properties and a measurable positive collaborative mindset. We want these trends to strengthen and continue. Again, though admittedly I've had a great deal of respect for Margaret, this is not personal. No more rentals. And that's from the president of Pines. And we also have a letter from Dennis Cook, the president of the Fieldstone. He's here tonight and he'll speak regarding his letter. So that's all I have. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, is there anybody else signed up to speak tonight in opposed to this?
Hello, my name's Parisha Huff, same address as Tom Huff, 116 Fieldstone. I'm here to voice my objection to the nightly rentals. As you have seen already, that our house is close to the main entrance where everybody comes and goes. I would not feel safe with the extra traffic that would be coming through. I am one of many people that walk in our neighborhood. We don't have sidewalks, so we're out on the street, and the nightly rental people would not be familiar with, extra people just out walking in the streets for our pleasures. But I do have a couple sets of pictures of their condo in question. Shows the picture of the front of the condo, the garage setting, and as you can see, it looks like a three-car garage. Well, the one-car garage belongs to one of the other tenants, and then the two-car garage is for the address in question. So the people that would be coming and renting may not be familiar with the parking situation and be parking where the single-car garage is, and impeding on the other tenant that's living there and, crossing across their driveway. And also the next picture shows the front of the residence doorway where the two neighbors, his doorway and the other resident's doorway is next to each other. And they would be crossing in front of the other person's doorway to get to the rental property. There's no security cameras out there. And the third picture shows that, of course, there is an open field on that side where the doorways are, so we don't have cameras.